Hi, this is Mandar Garge, VP of Digital Transformation at eZest. Welcome to my last podcast in this series. In my last podcast, which was about how complexity increases with digital transformation, I talked about why and how business complexity increases as you add more and more digitally transformed business process to the mix. I also covered a scenario where multiple actors have to access multiple business processes, have to perform various tasks on each business process. So that introduces sort of a delay in their actions. And these delays at each stage can hold up further actions by further users, ultimately slowing down the business process execution. The problem is that the organizations do not even realize that there's a delay in the business process execution because they have no ability to anticipate or evaluate the impact of holding up their actions. How do you really reduce the complexity of the landscape? For being able to reduce the complexity, there needs to be a very different approach, a radically different one. The really intelligent way to approach this would be creating a collaborative interface for each actor to manage all his or her actions and activities from all the business processes that he or she is dealing with in one place. This brings in real collaboration between all the activities of all business processes. But how do you do that? What is a business process at the end of the day? It's a collection of events, actions, and tasks, which are either managed automatically by the application itself or by human beings manually in a predefined sequence with multiple decision-making points. If there could be a system or a way to collect all these events, actions, and tasks from all the business processes, manage them in one place, and then intelligently distribute the resulting actions and tasks across different software systems or users or bots and devices via a central processing platform. Wouldn't that be the right way or the appropriate way to collaborate between business processes? Wouldn't it allow the central processing system that I'm talking about to look at the entire digital transformation landscape in a very holistic manner, apply brain and intelligence to figure out which actions should be performed by which users and in what sequence? And this would end up in removing the incumbent bottlenecks and speed up each business process, leading to overall increase in the business process space for the organization. In such a setup, the central processing system that I'm talking about not only would manage the sequence of the tasks better, it would actually also develop intelligence with time and apply that intelligence to prioritize the further actions and tasks for each user separately in a very unique way for that user. And it's not just the user, it could be the user, application, or a bot, or even a device. Moreover, the repository of these actions and tasks and the history of what decisions are involved in performing those tasks, as that builds up, the system can be leveraged to use machine learning to learn how the users of the applications have been taking those decisions and then make those decisions by itself. Additionally, by studying how the users execute these decisions, which means what tasks they perform, the system can be leveraged to build artificial intelligence so that it can perform those tasks by itself. By this, the enterprise can achieve two things actually. One, increase in the pace of business execution, because now there's a central system telling each user or a bot or an application or a device what action to perform and in what sequence. And second, it would automate the execution of that action itself, eliminating the need for the user to perform the action or task manually. Now, is there really a system that can really do this? Everything that I talked about, is there a system that really can do this? Yes, there indeed is. At eZest, we have developed this intelligent framework that we call Action AI, which does exactly what I described the central intelligent platform to be doing. Now, how would this Action AI perform, and how would it reduce the complexity and increase business execution pace for an organization? Now, Action AI mainly integrates with enterprise business process applications like the ERP systems, the contract management systems, the CRMs, the accounting systems, HRMS, financial, etc. It watches various events in each of those applications and consumes those events. It continuously captures the change data. It then lets the business and IT owner of each business process create a series of actions and tasks. Each of these tasks could mean a variety of things. A task could be as simple as sending an email or clicking a button or filling up a form or doing multiple actions via a UI. Now, Action provides ability to build snippets of common or custom UI required by each action. It allows you to stitch those actions together and the resulting tasks in a workflow. For each action that you perform, there could be a series of tasks that could be created. Action AI then maintains all the tasks in a tasks repository. It then distributes those tasks to each user, application, bot, or device responsible for executing that task and arranges them in a sequence that is unique for each user, bot, or app. It then uses AI to personalize this prioritization, which means different priority for each user or application or bot based on the overall understanding of Action AI, the overall understanding of the landscape by Action AI. Action AI then presents all the actions and tasks from all the business processes that it integrates with in one single user interface for each user. This way, the user does not really have to log into multiple business process applications, but has to log in into one, just one, the Action AI UI. Now, each user would find all her actions and tasks from all the business processes that she deals with, all at one place, arranged properly in the sequence of priority that is highly tailor-made for each user. Additionally, Action AI watches how each user performs her tasks and learns with time. Eventually, Action AI predicts the decision of the user for each action and then it can develop the ability to take those decisions by itself. It then subsequently executes the tasks that the user would have otherwise executed by himself or herself. Now, how would Action AI offer the collaboration that I've been talking about? Because we talked about collaborative AI and collaborative business process execution. See, by bringing in all the tasks in one place for all the users, and moreover, prioritizing these tasks for each user in a different priority, the Action AI platform brings in collaboration between different business processes. The user finds all his or her actions and tasks across all the business processes in one place, and then he or she can collaborate across those activities very effectively. The artificial intelligence that can be built in Action AI can be then used to automate those user actions with time, even further. Now let's consider these three business processes again: the leave management process, the talent acquisition process, and the help desk for employees. And again, those five actors, employee or a regular employee, then help desk level one, assistant, help desk level two, which we call a specialist, the manager, and then the talent acquisition member. Now the Action AI can integrate with these three business process applications in question, and then can collect each of the activity meant for each of the user type, and then it would save it into the task repository. For example, for a regular employee, it could be the activities of creating creating a leave application, waiting for the approval of that leave application, and then basically closing that leave application. For a manager, it could be multiple activities. It could be approving the leave management leave application request. It could be approving a requisition request by the talent acquisition team, or it could be even closing a ticket in the help desk system if that person is the manager of an IT team. For a recruiter, the activities are fairly straightforward. You know, create a requisition, watch the approvals of those requisitions, review those requisitions, talk with the managers, the hiring manager who has created with that requisition, find the candidates, arrange interviews, schedule interviews, and then close the requisition once done. For a help desk engineer level 1, the activities could be open the ticket, analyze and update the status of the ticket, assign the ticket to the specialist, that is the next level, or close the existing ticket, that is returned by the next level after resolution, and notify the person who has logged in that ticket or created that ticket. So these are the actions or activities that a help desk level 1 person can have to deal with. Now a level 2 person can have to basically deal with approval of a leave by a person from his team, or he or she can have to review the process, review the tickets that have been raised, assigned to him or her, resolve those tickets and change the status and assign him back to level 1. So depending upon which activities that person has to perform in which system, Action AI would collect all the activities and tasks for each user and present them to the user in one single user interface. So each person or each user has to log in into that one single front end and find all the activities from different processes in one place. It not only sequences, as I said, the activities, it also prioritizes the activities and the tasks and personalizes that prioritization for each user. Now, moreover, Action AI figures out in real time how the users of each role are loaded with the actions assigned to them, and in turn it assigns the next task to the users dynamically. So it looks at who is more occupied with activities and tasks and which users are not, and it would dynamically assign the tasks to each user. What about creating new digital business process? We talked about a whole lot in reducing the complexity by integrating Action AI with multiple business processes. But what about a scenario where you have to create a new business process? Now, Action AI can cover that too, and that's the interesting part. You know, you may have identified a business process, you as an organization, but you may not want to implement all the steps of it in one go. You may want to just start incrementally by just automating or digitalizing 2 or 3 steps. So for example, let's take a contract management process. Now the contract management process could have multiple parties. They could first digitalize the process of filling out information digitally today, which they are doing manually or through emails. That could be done now in the form of an application. Then the next step that could be digitalized is actually review of the contract by both parties. Then the third step that could be digitalized is the approval of the contract. The fourth stage that could be digitalized is the e-signing of the contract. Today it's done manually or paper-based signing. And then the last step could be actually creating the entity for that digital entity for that contract in an ERP system or a contract management system. So these are different steps. And the organization that wants to digitalize this entire contract management process may not have to do it all at once, but do it one step at a time. And Action AI is a very suitable platform to let you do that, because you can pick up events from each step, create the UI that is required to execute that step digitally, and then save the data in the platform itself for the next step in the business process to be digitalized at some later time. Now, each of the steps, as I said, can be done one at a time incrementally. And once every step is executed, or sorry, implemented on this platform, it could be rolled out to the user. Now, Action AI lets you do this incremental process digitalization unlike other platforms. That's the key advantage, or one of the key advantages. Now, with this, let me summarize what we looked at in rather all the episodes. One, we looked at the fact that digital transformation is responsibility of every tower under the CEO. It's responsibility, collective responsibility of the CIO, CTO, CPO, Chief Revenue Officer, Marketing Officer, and sales, and so on. Right? So it has to be seriously looked at by every element in the organization. We looked at how business transformation and digital transformation are two different things. What are the differences between them? We looked at the fact that digital transformation has multiple elements. It has first data digitization, then it has process digitalization, it has digital optimization, and it has digital transformation. Then we looked at what are the traditional and modern ways of doing digital transformation or carrying out digital transformation. Within that, we looked at the RPA way of doing things, which can only touch legacy systems which do not have APIs. RPA cannot fundamentally allow you to change the underlying business process to make it smarter. It can only automate the human actions, making the overall process faster, but that's not the real transformation. The smarter and the real transformation is allowing systems to be integrated with each other through integration platforms, making the systems intelligent to identify what data is to be exchanged with what system and at what time, building the intelligence in those systems to take decisions by themselves and execute those decisions. All of this has to be backed up by analytics, because analytics is a system and the engine which actually is watching each business application, the triggers, the actions, the transactions that are happening in each business application, and giving you intelligence so as to act upon that insight and do something back into the digital application, that is owning the business process. We looked at what is the recommended approach. Obviously, the integrations approach is recommended over RPA. We looked at the complexities that arise when you increase your digital transformation. Looked at how digital transformation or digitally transformed process bring in more and more decision-making points which are to be handled by humans, machines, bots, and even devices. We also covered how digital complexity or the overall complexity increases with the increase in digital transformation landscape. We saw how a digital landscape has to be leaner and kept leaner so that it can always have the capacity to absorb more and more processes and absorb more and more complexity. And we looked at the need for collaboratively looking at all the business processes holistically so that the decision making and the execution could be faster. To solve this complexity that arises because of the rise in the maturity of the digital transformation, we looked at a very appropriate solution, Action AI, a product, a framework by EZest, and how it helps you reduce the complexity by breaking down each business process into multiple tasks and actions, tying them to the right events in the source systems, creating a task repository out of it, and then kind of distributing those tasks to each user, and on top of that, prioritizing those tasks differently for different users, and additionally also deploying AI to perform those tasks directly and automatically by learning with time how the users perform those assigned tasks. So we looked at how a digitally transformed landscape can become complex, looked at how the complexity can be addressed by something like Action AI in a collaborative and AI-driven manner. So that brings us to the end of this podcast and end of the entire series. Thank you, folks. I hope you found this series helpful, and I hope it helps you both creating your digital transformation roadmap as well as executing it effectively. For more information, visit us at www.e-zest.com. For this podcast, or if you have missed any podcast, please visit www.e-zest.com/podcasts. Thank you.